Blog Talk Radio.
Please.
said, you can't have my, you can't have my, you can't, I plead. Gotta say, you can't be breaking down and falling out. You're gonna break out your craft, break out your word. You're gonna break out some praise. Last time, when somebody clap your hands, it's a wrap. That's all you got, that's all you got.
International, our national and local listeners, this is the day that the Lord has made, and let us rejoice and be exceedingly glad in it. Giving honor to, amen, praise God, to my wife, Pastor-elect Barbara Smith, to my pastors, Apostle Temple and Lakeisha Spencer, to all of our ministers, evangelists, prophets, deacons, mothers, youth, intercessors, men, ADM frontline, members, family, and friends, good evening. Good evening to our international partners, United Kingdom, Norway, France, Australia, India, Germany. Good evening, USA, Nevada, New York, North Carolina, South Carolina, Massachusetts, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, California, Alabama, Michigan, Delaware, Puerto Rico, good evening Atlanta, Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Florida, the Caribbean Island Chain, Missouri, Illinois, Canada, and Oregon. Good evening, good evening, good evening. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and let us rejoice and be exceedingly glad in it. For I called on the Lord, and he heard my cry, and delivered me out of the muck and the miry clay. Oh, yes, he did. Oh, yes, he did. He pulled every last one of us out of that muck and miry clay. Oh, bless his holy name.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
So, as we look around, everything is fitting into place. Nothing is missing. Nothing is broken. For the Lord God has allowed us to be in the land of the living one more time. And we say praise to his holy name. For who he is, the God of God, the King of Kings, and the Lord of Lords on today.
Lord. Yes, Lord.
And
yes,
we can
Lord.
Give him the praise. We can give him the honor. We can give him
yes.
the glory because
yes,
of
Lord.
All of his mighty acts on today.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
So we thank
yes,
God.
Lord.
We thank God, oh, that he touched us with his finger of love and life and breathed the breath of life in us one more time. on today.
Yes, Lord.
Gave us a new journey. Yes. Doing a new thing on today for us. So we thank him and we praise him on today. Oh, bless his holy name. Oh, bless his holy name. And
yes,
now,
Lord. Yes,
we're going to bring in our own minister, Tajaris Harris, that's going to come and pray the corporate prayer for us all. God bless you, Minister Tay.
Hey, how you doing, Pastor Smith?
Hey, God bless you, my brother.
Oh, Father God, I don't know about you, but I'm ready to receive something for what the Lord is getting ready to do.
Amen.
For you and
Amen.
I. Oh, Father God,
yeah.
I'm ready. In the name of Jesus, we come to you boldly right now, Father God. International, Father God, here on the soil of America. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we ask that you send a fresh anointing, Father God. We ask that you bump with the anointing of your power, Father God. We ask right now that you take the anointing and mold our brothers and sisters and bring them forth, Father God. We ask right now that you send the angels right now, Father God, to protect them, Father God, and guide them, Father God. Even give them the wisdom and knowledge and understanding of your word, Father God, that they will hear the sound of your voice, Father God. You said that if any sheep that know me by my name, Father God, not your heart. So right now in this season, Father God, my brothers and sisters, international and national, Father God, will win in this season. Everything that is attacking them, Father God, right now in the name of Jesus, it will thrive. It will win, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that they will not lack in anything, Father God, that their house will thrive, that their ministries or their lives will thrive, Father God, that their kids' lives will thrive, Father God. God, in the name of Jesus, send your angels, Father God, to encamp, Father God. We bring a thrust and release the anointing, Father God, a new fresh river, Father God, a new fresh word, Father God. Right now, Father God, bring new power, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Have your way on your people today, Father God. Let their hearts not be troubled. Anything that they're going through in their minds that they're facing, Father God, we know that you're going to change it because you're a mighty record. A heart transplant. Father God, in the name of Jesus, right now, Father God, we just release your anointing right now on your people, Father God. I feel a shifting that's getting ready to take place in somebody's life right now. Father God, we know that you're going to move right now, Father God. We know that there's greatness on your people, Father God. You said that on the last day that your spirit will fall among their kids, and their kids will prophesy, and their kids will tell the goodness of you, Father God. So in the name of Jesus, Father God, let their minds and their hearts say yes to your will, that they make a declaration, Father God, that they will depend on you, that they will trust in you, that they will find their way in you, Father God. In the name of Jesus, we send a release to you, Father God. We receive you, that we want you to mold, Father God. We want to dedicate our life more and more and more into you. We thirst. So we ask all these blessings in your Son. Jesus' name we do pray, and it's so, and it's so. Amen and amen.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord Jesus. Yes, Jesus. Oh, no, Holy Spirit of the living God, have your way.
Hey,
even now,
hey,
right now, Holy
right
Spirit,
now,
come in the midst.
Hey,
come in the midst and bless everything that our minister just prayed in the name of Jesus. Every request, every prayer, do it right now. In the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, come in the midst. Touch right now.
Right.
Heal right now. Renew right now. Holy Spirit of the living God, come in the midst right now. Move on your people in the name of Jesus.
Now,
do it right now, Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus. Move on your people, Holy Spirit. You know the needs. You know them, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Do it right now in the name of Jesus. Move, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Do it, Holy Spirit, right now. Touch. that mind, that heart, that thought process right now, Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus. Come in the midst. Or do it right now. Or do it right now, Holy Spirit. We can't do it without you. We can't move without you. Holy Spirit of the living God, pour out your anointing. Pour it out right now. In the name of Jesus. From the north, south, east, and the west. Pour it out right now, Holy Spirit. Let it saturate. Let it penetrate each and every heart. Internationally. Nationally. Locally. Do it right now, Holy Spirit. Do it. Come right now. Come right now. Touch your people right now. In the name of Jesus. Move your people right now.
Yes, Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Glory, hallelujah. Oh, glory.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Turn them around right now. Turn it around. Holy Spirit.
Yes, Lord.
Of the living God.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
Have your way.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And we thank you.
Hallelujah.
And we praise you.
Hallelujah.
As you touch.
Yes, Lord.
As you anoint. In the name
Lord.
Of Jesus.
Yes,
God,
Lord.
As you instruct. As you direct. On today. Each and every one of us, Lord God. In the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit. Move right now. In the name
of
Jesus, and fix
in
everything. Oh, glory, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Fix
hallelujah.
Our mind. Fix our heart. Fix our thought process,
Yerobosanda. Yes,
in the name
Lord.
Of Jesus.
In the
everything,
name of Jesus.
Everything, Lord Jesus. Everything,
Lord.
Everybody, Lord God. In the name of
hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
You do
hallelujah.
It, Lord God. Right
yes,
now.
Yes, Lord.
Holy Spirit.
Right now, Jesus.
And we thank
yes,
you
Lord.
For coming. We thank
yes,
you
Lord.
For being here. We thank
yes,
you, Holy
Lord.
Spirit, for touching,
yes.
for keeping,
yes, Lord.
For coming to see about us. Oh, Holy
yes,
Spirit,
Lord.
Lord, of the living God, sweet, sweet Spirit. Oh, we glorify you. We magnify you. Oh, Holy Spirit, yes. Yes, Yerobosandara. Have your way, Holy Spirit. Sweet Spirit of the living God. In the name of Jesus.
Touch in the name of Jesus.
Your people, right now. Whether, right now, Holy Spirit, move in their hearts and minds. In the name of Jesus. Renew the right spirit in all of us, Lord Jesus. Send forth your saving voice, Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus. Hey, glory. Hallelujah. So, Father, we thank you. We praise you. We glorify you that you sent your comforter through your Son, Jesus, to come, to comfort, to soothe, in the name of Jesus.
In the,
in the
name
hey.
Of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. Help our sight. To help our hearing.
Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
In
the
name
spiritual
way.
Oh, glory,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We thank you for the anointing. We thank you
hallelujah.
For the visit. Holy Spirit of the living God. God, we thank you. Glory, hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Holy Spirit. We thank you.
Hallelujah.
We thank you. Hallelujah. Lord God, we thank you. Amen and amen. Oh, glory. Nothing like being in the presence, praise God, of the Lord on today. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Praise God. We thank Minister Tay, amen, for that prayer. Amen. That,
amen.
Amen. Amen. Nothing like a corporate prayer, inclusive of everything that we lay down at the feet of the Lord, that he keep it fixed, that he keep it, that will be kept under his guidance.
Yes, Lord.
in Jesus' name.
Lord.
And we thank him and we praise him. We give God the highest praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Thank
Hallelujah.
God. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Had yes, not been for the Lord on our side,
yes.
Where,
yes.
where would we be? Oh, bless his
yes.
holy name. If
yes,
it had not been for the Lord on
yes,
our
Lord.
Side. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Amen. Well,
amen.
I got a little nugget today. And the nugget word is going to be coming out of 2 Timothy, 1st chapter and the 6th verse. 2 Timothy, 1st chapter. And matter of fact, make that the 7th verse, praise God, is where I want to come from. 2 Timothy 1 and 7. And it reads as such. For God has not given us the spirit of fear. And what is fear? Praise God. Those things that, amen, that we are afraid to go conquer, amen, in our lives, be it spiritual, natural, amen, in the physical, praise God, because of those things that we see in the natural, amen, or in the spiritual, that fear us, that makes us afraid. But God said he didn't give us that type of spirit. For God does not have a spirit of fear, nor did he give it to us, us being his children. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
He didn't give it to us. Amen. So we shouldn't have to accept it. Amen. Praise God. For we should speak a word against it and bind it and command that it go back to the pits of hell from where it come, because
yes,
God
Lord.
Did not give it. Amen. But of power and of love and of a sound mind, these are the
yes,
things
Lord.
That God gave us through his Holy Spirit, the Comforter.
Yes.
Power. Spiritual power. Amen. And of
Amen.
Love. He said, love and kindness have I drawn thee. Amen. And God
Amen.
Is love. And he made us
yes,
out of his wonderful, wonderful love. Amen. And he gave us a sound mind, meaning that we're in right standing in our mind. Amen. That we're not confused. That we're not drifting in the wind as chaff, praise God. Amen.
Yes.
But our mind
Amen.
Is sound, making the right decisions and thinking the right thoughts. There is no stinking thinking because our mind is on a level playing field. Amen. But be thou
Amen.
Therefore ashamed. Amen. Be not
Amen.
Thou therefore ashamed of the testimony. Amen. Of our Lord.
Amen.
Don't be ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Nor me is prisoner. And this is Paul talking. Amen. But be thou partakers of the afflictions of the gospel according to the power of God. Amen. So how do you take on the afflictions? When you come to Jesus, when you sell out and give it all to him, because to all to him we owe. Amen. Your salvation, your personal relationship with God. When you sell out and accept the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. Amen? That's how we partake of the afflictions of the Gospels. Amen. Whom has saved us and called us with the holy calling. Amen. A holy calling. Amen. Amen. Holiness is held in high esteem. Oh, glory be to God. Above everything, amen, the power and the anointing of God. Amen. And his Holy Spirit. Oh, glory be to God. Amen. Not according to our works. Amen. So don't think that because we do works is going to get us into heaven. Guess what? Along with works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began. Amen. So we got to be in Christ Jesus. Amen. We got to have a personal relationship. Amen. We got to share the good news and the gospel as disciples. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Because he saved us and called us with the holy calling. Amen. So when we do all of that and then throw in the works in the mix, amen. Who has saved us and called us with the holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace. Whose purpose and grace? God's, the Lord Jesus' purpose and grace. He made us for his purpose. Amen. We did not make we of ourselves. We did not do that. Amen. He made us, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began. Amen. It was already predestined. Amen. Before the beginning of time. Amen. Through Christ Jesus. Oh, bless his holy name. But is now made manifest by the appearing of our Savior, Jesus Christ, who has abolished death. Amen. Talking about eternal life. No more death and dying. Eternal life. He has abolished death. Amen. And has brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. Oh, bless his holy name. So when we accept the Lord Jesus Christ in our life, amen, amen, and he comes back and take us to himself, praise God, no more death. Amen. No more dying. Because we take on that immortal position, amen, in our spiritual man, that we will live on with the Lord eternally and indefinitely. Amen. Praise God. Oh, glory be to God. Whereunto I am appointed a preacher, an apostle, and a teacher of the gospels. Amen. Amen. Talking about a little bit of that fivefold ministry there Paul has going on. Amen. Praise God. For which cause I also suffer these things. Nevertheless, I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed. Do you know who you believe today? That you know, that you know, that you know in your knower that Jesus is the one to believe in on today. Oh, bless his name. And I am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. So that means that once you accept the Lord Jesus Christ in your life, that you're going to stay in the midst, amen, and keep it in the middle of the road. You're going to line up in position and work your way along the King's highway to the heaven, the heaven, the heavenly homes that God has prepared for you and for me on today. Oh, bless his holy name. Oh, bless his holy name. Amen. Amen. So fear gotta go. Fear does not live here anymore. Fear is just a thing that the enemy, a tool that he tried to use to unsettle us. Oh, glory. But God, through his infinite wisdom, grace, and mercy, and through his Holy Spirit, has given us the power, love, and a sound mind on today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, bless his holy name. Isn't that good to know that we have a God that watches over us, that provides everything that we need spiritually, naturally, health-wise? Oh, bless his holy name. And all we have to do is come before his throne each and every time. Give him the thanks. Give him the praise. Give him the honor. Give him the glory for everything, because he is the author and the finisher of our faith on today. God bless you. May heaven smile upon you. Oh, bless his holy name. Oh, bless his holy name on today. Amen. Praise God. Go and tell somebody, amen, continually about the good news in the gospel of Jesus Christ. Share what you have, that which God has given you to share with somebody else, and help them along the way on the King's highway, amen, to persuade them, amen, that there is power, there is love in the Lord Jesus Christ, amen, and that there is no fear for them that love the Lord God on today. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. God bless you, and let's keep the family prayer. Amen. Because when you pray as a family unit, Jesus is going to meet you there. He's going to be in the midst each and every time to help you, amen, press your way forward, amen, to press into Jesus, amen, to seek his face, amen, each and every day, amen. Praise God. Let us keep that attitude of gratitude for what God is doing in our lives on today. Oh, bless his holy name. Oh, bless his holy name. And as we go out and we go forward, amen, give God the highest praise. Hallelujah. Amen. God bless you, Minister Tay. Enjoy you coming in and welcome you aboard. God bless you. God bless you. God bless our international partners. Amen. And God bless our national and local partners. Amen. God bless you, Brother Tay.
God bless you too, brother.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. So go out and tell somebody that God loves them and we do too. And remember, amen, seek his faith. You have a God. Blessed day in the Lord.
Oh, proud of you have been. You can make this the cry of your heart. I'm not satisfied.
I'm not satisfied with where I've been. Though I cried out before,
still I want more.
Still I want more. I want to see your power this very hour.
For God, do it in me. Reveal your glory and your power. And of God for your people. Then show me your face.